the warriors had stated that if they caught him, if they found him, they were going to kill him. You know, because they shot his house and they left a message that this is what they were going to do to him if they caught him, because they knew that he had taken Mrs. DeCamp and her children and helped them to escape. So it's pretty certain that if they'd have caught him, that he would have been killed, and probably all of them, including his own family. On the other hand, his wife was scared of the soldiers, and she was afraid. She didn't want to go because she was more afraid of the soldiers. And so there was a lot of feelings there between the people that were in the group. Of course, the little children didn't know what was going on, but she went along with him, and when he got to the fort, they welcomed him in because he told them he had these people. He told them to come and look at him, come and see him. So one soldier went that came down to the river where they were, and he had them hid out somewhere while he was going to go up. He was going to go up by himself, which would have been a chance that he walked up to that fort during that time, and he could have been shot. It so happened that one of the soldiers came down to the ferry, or the place where they were at, by himself, I suppose, to get water. And then he called him over. You know, I think if Lorenzo would have walked up by himself to the fort, he's taken a chance. I think he knew that. But it turned out that they came down and they got all of the women and children and took them up to the fort. You know, and that ordeal was more or less over for them. Lorenzo was questioned or interrogated about what was happening. So he answered their questions. Then he took them to where he saw bodies